So in this week's parasha, the Jews begin to receive the man. And as we know, every week we have a zecher leman at our Shabbos meals. We have lechem mishnah, which is commemoration of the fact that we got a double portion of the man. Trying to figure out exactly how that halacha maps onto the man is a bit complicated, because as we know, we got a double portion of man on Friday, so that we could eat one on Friday and on Shabbos have one left over. So we didn't actually have lechem mishnah going into Shabbos. So how exactly we get from what happened in the Midbar to what we do is an interesting question. In fact, that was only minhag bavel. If you look in the Sefer Chilukim Minhagim in Eretz Yisrael Bavel, they did not have this minhag, at least during Shabbos day. But at any rate, based on the Bavli, the halacha is that in fact you have lechem mishnah. The Achronim debate whether it's deraisa or derabanan. The Aruch HaShulchan thinks it's deraisa. The Prima Gadim thinks that it's probably derabanan. I just want to note a few halachos. There are many, many halachos that have to do with lechem mishnah, but just to note a few. So one of the most important things about lechem mishnah is that the two loaves of bread that you have must be full, must be shalei. And therefore, if a piece is missing, you can't use it for lechem mishnah. Now that, most of us know, but there are some things we don't think about. So for example, Shlomo Zalman notes that one of the things, if you bake challah, this is not a problem, but if you buy challah from a bakery, often there's a sticker on it. And if you take off the sticker, it takes a little bit of the challah with it. So Shlomo Zalman says you should wait. You should leave the sticker on for Hamotzi, because if you take it off before Hamotzi, you're inevitably going to rip some of the challah with it, and then it's not a shalim, which again, we know the basic halacha, but the application is maybe something that we don't think about. On the other end, Shlomo Zalman notes that let's say you, again, this doesn't usually happen if you bake it yourself, but if you buy it, sometimes two of them will still be attached. They're clearly two separate rolls, but they're attached right at the right at the tip. So what's the halacha? Is that considered one? Is it two? When you rip it apart, is it now not a shalem? So again, if you look in Shmir Shabbos Kehilchasa, he says technically he thinks that you're allowed to make hamotzi on the two loaves of the two rolls, even while they're still attached, because they're really two separate loaves and they're attached in the middle, but it's not significant. Though he notes that some achronim prefer that you should actually separate them so you have two distinct looking rolls. But technically, right, it's two sides of the same coin. They're considered two distinct sholem rolls, and therefore even when they're attached, it's okay. And pulling them apart, right, doesn't make it chaser, because they're meant to be apart. They just happen to get stuck together in the oven on the edge. Okay, I think last year we spoke about the question, right? Normally Friday night this is not such an issue, but sometimes Shabbos day or Shalosh Shudas this is a problem. You have one loaf of bread left and you want to make lechem mishnah. So can you use frozen bread as your second loaf? So that, I believe we spoke about this last year, but just to reiterate, that is a machlokes achronim, basically divides three ways. Rov achronim say yes, for your second loaf of bread, you can pull something out of the freezer, and that is fine. Some achronim say no, you need two edible loaves of bread, and therefore it doesn't work. For Shlomo Zalman himself, in the footnote in Shmir Shabbos, suggests a compromise. And he says, depends. If you're going to have a long meal, right, so this doesn't work so well at Shalosh Shudas, so you're going to have lunch, a two-hour lunch, and if you were to take out the frozen loaf and leave it, by the end of the meal, it would theoretically be edible. So then he thinks it's okay, because then we can say you're making lechem mishnah on two edible loaves during the meal, even though one of them is not edible now, will be by the end of it. Again, most achronim think you don't even need to do that. Another possible manifestation of this is, what about if you don't have bread? What if you have a cake? Can you use cake as your second loaf? So the cake falls in a category called pasa babikisnen, which is a middle category. Normally we make mizonos on cake or on pie or on crackers, the three types of pasa babikisnen, right? Either something that has sugar baked into the dough itself, or things that have sugar in the middle like a pie, or things that are baked into a hard form like a cracker. But pasa babikisnen has a unique middle halacha, which is that if you're koveya sud on them, if you make a meal out of cake, you have to wash and bench. Which is why people who think they can get away with having a meal of crackers and cheese or something like that instead of bread and cheese, and they sit down and they have 50 crackers with cheese, you're not getting away from washing and benching. You have to wash and bench. It's called pasa babikisnen. So can you use it for lechem mishnah? So, Rov of the Achronim, Actually note that yes, let's say you want to be koveya suda on two cakes, so then go ahead, sit down, have two complete cakes, and that is a fine lechem mishnah. Some achronim do not like this. Das Torah, for example, does not love this, but most achronim say, technically, if you're koveya suda, so you're treating the cake as bread, so then, since you have to wash and bench, therefore you are allowed to use it for lechem, two cakes as lechem mishnah. The Piskei Tshuvos notes that most achronim also think that even if you're not actually eating the cake, you could, in theory, use it as your second loaf of bread because it is a, right, is pas in the end of the day, is pas abba bikisnin. I'll mention one last thing. There are some achronim who think that not only can you use cake for lechem mishnah, but they think the flip, that every time you're koveya, even a su'uda on mizonos, right, meaning not your actual meals, but you're sitting down for cake on Shabbos, so it's better to have lechem mishnah. And therefore, there are achronim. Kiddush Shulchan Aruch mentions this, that say that when you go to a kiddush, you should sit down with two cookies or two, whatever. You should have lechem mishnah on cookies. But the many of the other achronim in Piskei Tshuvos bring this as well, think that that's just a yuara, that's religious arrogance. Nobody does that. And therefore, while he does say most achronim think if you're actually koveya suda on a full cake, then you can use that for lechem mishnah at your kiddush, it's not the right thing to be particularly punctilious and go and get two cookies. You may want two cookies because you want two cookies, but you don't need to do it l'shem lechem mishnah. That is a bit presumptuous.